This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, PM said efforts are underway to provide permanent government jobs to youths. Mr. Modi said that the new recruits have joined the government at a time when the country has resolved to become developed. He urged the new recruits to not only perform well but to strive for excellence. The Rozgar Mela was organized at 40 locations across the country today, with new recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments. He highlighted the availability of various courses for government employees on the iGOT Karmyogi platform and encouraged them to utilize it. In Arunachal Pradesh, Union Minister of State for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying and Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Bhagal, distributed appointment letters to newly recruited candidates during the Rozgar Mela held in Itanagar today. A total of 142 candidates were given appointment letters on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Bhagal said that the Rozgar Mela is one of the most important initiatives of the central government and said candidates are selected solely on their merit and potential today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. Prime Minister also launched expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens, regardless of their income. The Prime Minister also inaugurated facility and service extensions at various AIIMS, including one at Guwahati in Assam. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi. The event was organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabh Bhai Patel, who was born on 31st of October 1875. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, "Today, India stands strong before the world on the path of becoming the leader in every field, and its foundation was laid by Sardar Patel." Minister also said that Unity Run is not just a resolution for the unity of the country. Now the Unity Run has also become a resolution for a Vikshit Bharat. Mr. Shah said Sardar Patel played a pivotal role in unifying the diverse princely states to form a united country. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh K.T. Parnaik interacted with the troops at various border posts along the line of actual control in Tawang district today. He reviewed the well-being and preparedness of the troop during the tour. Governor said that the international border in Arunachal Pradesh is of immense strategic importance and is very sensitive for national security. He urged the troops to remain vigilant and uphold the distinguished traditions of the Indian Armed Forces in safeguarding those sensitive areas. The second review meeting of Arunachal Pradesh Airport Air Area Planning and Development Authority was chaired by Chief Secretary today. In the meeting, discussions on various topics like options and models for developing the development area around the airport at Holongi on the pattern similar to Aero City were discussed. Also discussed were measures and policies to regulate the growth and control unplanned development in the area. Viuram Wage, Minister Health and Family Welfare, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, inaugurated the LMO plant, an 8-bedded ICU at Zonal Hospital Alo, in the presence of Deputy Commissioner of West Siang District today. The long-felt requirement of Zonal Hospital now can cater the necessity for the patients. This oxygen plant can fill 40 oxygen cylinders at a time. The intensive care unit is equipped with modern facilities. A new endangered orchid species, Gastrodia lohitensis, was discovered in Arunachal Pradesh. A team of BSI led by Dr. Krishna Chaulu identified the new orchid species during an exploration in the Teju region of Lohit district. This discovery underscores the need for habitat protection in Arunachal Pradesh to preserve the unique ecosystem that supports rare species. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.